Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's so funny, you know, we sing that song, or I sing that song with Reba when she's singing that song. And it talks about when you done me wrong. And then we get on this news about all this stupid stuff that these elected officials and mainstream media and others, bureaucracy, the bureaucrats, what they're doing to the United States of America, to the people. So I want to go back to Governor Cuomo's statement, but we're going to focus on the first part of his statement, not the second part of his statement, because I think the first part of his statement is a telltale sign of what these elected officials are really like. We're not going to make America great again. It never was great, that great. That's what Cuomo said. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. But concentrate on that first phrase. We're not going to make America great again. I know we talked about it last week, but this is something I want you to think about each time you hear about another stupid dim, meaning Democrat, not the brightest bulb in the box, D-I-M, liberal or globalist remark. Think about Cuomo speaking out for all those who hate America. They hate this sitting president and they hate you. We're not going to make America great again. Well, you got that right, Bozo. You're not. Nothing he has done and nothing they are protesting will make America great. But they will break America down. Down to a third world status. Because we can't bring all the third world countries up to our level, so we have to bring America down to their level. They'll break America financially, which they've already done, break America morally, break the American spirit, break America, break Americans. Where there is no life, there is death. Where there is no liberty, there is chaos and tyranny. You do realize the deep state is actually tyrants running this nation and breaking it apart while they get rich and powerful. Where there is no property, there is desolation. Where there is happiness, where there is no happiness, there is no hope. There is only desperation. Where there is no prosperity, there is poor. Bernie Sanders, the Democrat Party, and their new little socialist dolly, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I do like her name. They are trying to convince Americans you deserve better. Key word, deserve. Doesn't matter if you work or not, you deserve free stuff. Let's go through those socialist planks again. Now remember, a little socialism won't work. It's like being a little pregnant. You either are or you're not. There's no such thing as little. Number one. Now, this is coming from the useful idiots. Number one. These are the eight things they must do to make a complete socialistic state, and it's coming from The Rules of Radicals by Sal Alinsky. Healthcare. Control healthcare. You control the people. Poverty. Increase the poverty level as high as possible. Poor people are easier to control and will not fight back if you are providing everything for them to live. You know, free stuff. Number three, debt. Increase the debt to an unsustainable level. That way, you are able to increase taxes, and this will produce more poverty. Gun control. Remove the ability to defend themselves from the government. They know what those guns are for. They know what that Second Amendment is. That way, you are able to create a police state. Number five is welfare. take control of every aspect of their lives. Food, housing, and income. Number six is education. Take control of what people read and listen to. Take control of what children learn in school. Religion. Remove the belief in the God from the government and schools. Number eight, class warfare. Divide the people into the wealthy and the poor, and this will cause more discontent, and it will be easier to take tax the wealthy with the support of the poor. Does any of this sound like it's familiar, like it's going on today? You see, we're not going to make America great. It is a very true statement. They will not, do not intend, never will make anything great. They will offer you free stuff. They will take stuff from you. They will control your health. They will control what you learn in school. They will eventually control what jobs you're allowed to have. They will tax your hide. They will take your ability to defend yourself away by limiting your use of them, meaning guns. They will divide you by making you hate one another, rich, poor, black, white, purple, pink, whatever the case may be. And they strip God from the land by regulating our churches, conning Americans into believing we need tax government approval or tax exemptions. They will tear America down. All things our founding fathers fought for, died for, will be non-existent. The Communist Manifesto has 10 points. 1, abolition of private property. Does that sound familiar? Heavy progressive income tax. Does that sound familiar? Abolition of all rights of inheritance. Confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. Rebels. 5, central bank. 6, government control of communications and transportation. 7, government ownership of factories and agriculture. 8, government control of labor. 9, corporate farms, regional planning. They do want to get rid of the states. You know that, right? Number 10, government control of education. This doesn't sound like a free and independent America, does it? This does sound familiar, though. It sounds like the steps of the socialistic state, the useful idiots. You know, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We talk about problems every day. We point out stupidity every day. But it serves no purpose without the solutions. Truth is, you are the solution. You must be called to action. In your own household, your community, your county, your state, right here in the U.S. of A. 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I personally believe America was at one time divinely called. No, our founding fathers were not saints, but they knew putting God first was the answer. They knew rights came from Him, not a piece of paper. As I go through the news today, as you listen to other news today, I want you to think of Governor Cuomo's words, "We're not going to make America great." They will not, but you and I with God, oh yeah, we surely can. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going into a commercial break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned, down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online, www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Now, I want you to remember, we're not going to make America great every time I bring you a news story. Now, this is bureaucracy. This is control. Because, you know, American people are too stupid to figure this out for themselves. So the government, with help from the dairy organizations, is going to change the labeling. It says, in Washington politics, bureaucrats and lobbyists have their way. Consumers of common non-dairy milks, such as almond milk and soy milk, may soon have to buy their products under obscure labeling, such as, are you ready for this? Because you aren't smart enough to know that soy milk, that somebody didn't stand there and milk a bean. So it's going to be called plant juice and tree nut beverage. My sidekick's laughing out loud in here. Yep. In another unfortunate instance of over-criminalization, after efforts to make it a crime to label non-dairy products as milk stalled in the Senate, the Food and Drug Administration may now be trying to do the same thing through regulatory means, what Congress has been unwilling or unable to do through legislation. Can you imagine that this is what they have time to take care of? Because, you know, you're not smart enough to figure it out. on your own. We're too dumb. Remember, we were too smart. We were too smart to elect President Donald Trump, but we did it anyway, so maybe we are dumb, huh? According to the left and the liberals and the bureaucrats who need more money. It obviously gets down to money. It says, that's an utter shame, pun intended, especially for an administration otherwise committed to sensible deregulation. Come on, Donald Trump. Come on, President Trump. We know better than this. Last year, Senator Tammy Baldwin, a Democrat from Wisconsin, introduced the defending against imitations and replacements of yogurt, milk, and cheese to promote regular intake of dairy every day act, the Dairy Pride Act. Who do you think's pushing this? Who do you think's lobbying for this? That would make it a federal crime to use the term milk on the label of any beverage not derived from lacteal secretions obtained by the complete milking of one or more hooved animals. Well, there's no hoofs on a soybean, is there? Or an almond. The bill's main premise is that the plant-based products labeled as milk mislead the average American. I would think that would be a below-average American, into thinking that it either comes from cows or has the same nutritional content as cow's milk. It's not enough that they have the nutritional label on there. Americans are too dumb to figure this out. Sure. It also suggests that American consumers cannot read and understand nutrition facts and labels and distinguish between goods derived from plants versus hooved animals. Yeah, I'm not buying it. Are you buying that? Well, changing consumer preferences provides another backstory. Let's look at that. Dairy milk consumption has slumped gradually since the 1970s and precipitously over the past 5 years, while almond milk sales have surged 250%. According to Hank Cardello, a senior fellow of the Hudson Institute, the dairy milk industry is in trouble because it has focused on cows instead of consumers. Oh, remember those gassy cows? But Big Dairy has also focused on lobbying in Washington. Go ahead, folks, you gotta follow the money. And since Congress creates new crimes like drunken sailors spend on shore leave, could it now be trying to criminalize the competition? Well, of course they are. Do you remember the story several years ago where the pork producers went after the feral hog farmer in Michigan? So much so that they forced him to kill all of his hogs. He had to shoot them all. Took away his living, his happiness. His pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. They took it away. Today, the U.S. Code contains a literal A to Y list of misbranding offenses. The Dairy Pride Act would, if enacted, complete that alphabet of horribles by adding a Section Z for non-dairy products labeled as milk. Misbranding foods is punishable with fines up to $1,000 and imprisonment up to 1 year, or $10,000 and 3 years, or both, if the government can prove that a defendant acted with intent to defraud and mislead consumers. And the FDA does define milk as lacteal secretion, practically free from colostrum, obtained by the complete milking of one or more healthy cows. Emphasis on healthy cows. It tries to protect the public because we need to be protected from misleading labels by enforcement. Can be overzealous, though. Unless it's the label for the cool country of origin labeling, you don't need to know where that hamburger came from. Could have been a not-so-healthy cow from some other country. But you don't have the need to know that. And you know why you don't have the need to know that? Because somebody lobbied. And money talks. And so Cool was repealed. And Senator Sass out of Nebraska was one of them who accepted that lie. But you know, you're not smart enough to realize they ain't milking that soybean. Or that almond. Remember, we're not going to make America great. We're not going to give the Americans any kind of freedom or truth in labeling. Come on. Soy milk. It's been soy milk for years. Children who were allergic to milk would have soy milk. The nutritional facts are there. The truth is on the label, but apparently you can't read it, so the big label has to be... What was it? What was it they were calling it? Plant juice and tree nut beverage. Yeah. It's a shame. Must be the public schools problem, because we ain't smart enough to figure that one out. Well, here's one for you. Now, remember, we went through the bathroom issue. And Target got targeted by the American people who were fed up with this bathroom issue, because that's a family place to go and purchase items, stuff. Not free stuff, you got to buy it. But one dad got a little bit upset in a Target this weekend, or last week, I'm not sure when it happened. It's written on the 16th of August, so it was last week. A furious father. He caught a man taking upskirt videos of his teenage daughter at a Target store, and he acted quickly, and he jumped in the way of this man's video. Then when they were checking out, he saw the same man doing it again to another young woman. He gets down on his knees with his little cell phone, and he's taking a video up their skirts, as pervert. So this dad walks over there and he kicks the cell phone out of this guy's hand. And that guy goes running after his cell phone, and the man blocks him. The dad blocks him. Has a little tussle with him. Now, it's all caught on the security cameras in the store. So they know what this man's doing. Not only that, he'd already been to another Target store doing the same thing, and it was on the cameras there. Well, they followed this guy out to this car, and they got a picture of him, picture of his license plate. And I think they had his camera, and that's all they needed, and the police arrested him. Perverts. Perverts. You know, there's a man that I know. He said if they just let the brothers take care of these men that are beating up their wives and let the dads take care of these guys, that would stop. And I think he's not far from right. Not that I promote violence. But they need to be taught a lesson. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. And remember, we're not going to make America great. That's part of this liberal policy with the bathrooms and the perverts, because they're normal. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And we will be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
sustainable development or sustainable freedom? We cannot have both. Henry Lamb, the founder and executive president of Freedom 21, put together a unique booklet explaining Agenda 21 and the true agenda behind it. Learn the new language and what it means to you and your community. Agenda 21 is a UN project for America and across the globe. Freedom as we know it will end when Agenda 21 is implemented to us and on this land we call free America. Control of land, rivers, food, roads, highways, rewilding America. Agenda 21 rules and regulations will end private land ownership as well as private land use. Read and study this booklet to learn why smart growth is anything but smart. Henry doesn't just tell us the bad stuff. He has a plan for fighting and stopping the takedown of America. Order now. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. It's sustainable freedom for me. Send $7.50 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
A Moment from a Founding Father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record. And I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow. But don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is BethAnn. Remember, we're not going to make America great. That is the phrase to key in on Governor Cuomo's speech. Because it is the truth. Socialism and these liberals and these globalists have no intention of making America great. We're not going to make America great. No, they're not. They're tearing America down. And for some reason, we sit here as Americans and accept all their stupidity. Their law-breaking stupidity. And abortion is one of them. I know it's the law of the land now, but it's not. It's murder. So here's the stupidity. And remember what I said, where there is no life, and I'm speaking of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, prosperity. Where there is no life, there is death. Now, you talk about ignorance gone to seed, gross ignorance gone to seed. This is an ice cream company, What's the Scoop? And they're making a special offering of ice cream pints for sale for limited time only, including a new custom flavor made exclusive for Narrow Pro-Choice Oregon. Rocky Roe versus Wade. Order yours now and help defend reproductive freedom. So the money for this ice cream is going to the NRAL pro-choice in Oregon. So this writer, and this is coming from Chicks on the Right, she titles it, "Because who doesn't want sweet, delicious ice cream while dismembering babies?" She says, "Is anyone else unfortunately grossed out by this?" She says, "I mean, I legitimately think this may be the first time in my life," she's got life in caps, "I don't crave ice cream. Ice cream is my favorite food group. Ice cream on brownies, ice cream on cobbler, fried ice cream on waffles, on a waffle cone, in a waffle cone, ice cream sandwiches, all a part of a balanced diet," she says, "but for once, I must turn away from my true love, ice cream." She says, "We've partnered with," no, she's not saying this, she's quoting, "We've partnered with What's the Scoop by offering ice cream pints for sale for a limited time only." Rocky Roe versus Wade. She goes, "What's next? Are they going to have vacuum aspiration vanilla? DNC chocolate? Gosnell gooseberry? Extreme eugenics explosion?" She says, "Oh, delish." She says, "I legitimately cannot find one favorable response to this." Flavorable or favorable. "There are, however, plenty of people who are with me on this one." And these are tweets that went out by different people. I won't name their names. That's insignificant. "You celebrate death, not choice." You know, when they talk about reproductive, they're not talking it. They never promote life at all. It says, "Rocky liked the legal reasoning behind the decision." Fitting. Says, "I can't think of anything that goes so perfectly together as ice cream and abortion," being sarcastic. And this one says, "It's interesting how women have fallen for the biggest scam on earth." He says, "Every minute," and he has a little colorful word in between, "every minute you are giving your power away and you don't even know it. Women, the givers of life, the ultimate life producers, and you successfully helped diminish it. So, this is why we call you ghouls," he says. And this is coming from somebody named Rick. "Technically, you support non-productive reproductive rights. I haven't seen any ads supporting pregnancy. That is why you are having problems getting your message across. So messed up. So messed up." Think about what they're doing here. Ice cream. Rocky Roe versus Wade. I may not have Rocky Road ice cream anymore. It's crazy. No, we're not going to make America great. We're going to kill America off by killing its future. By killing the next generations. Well, Brennan, lawyers loving lawyers, he's thinking about it. He's going to sue. He's going to sue over this. You know, if it was really, he's claiming it's a First Amendment right for him to have top security clearance, and they took it away from him, therefore they took his freedom of speech away. Well, if they took his freedom of speech away, why is he still talking? I'm so sick of hearing him. He's still talking. It didn't work. Former CIA Director John Brennan seemed to promise a lawsuit Sunday after President Donald Trump revoked his security clearance for erratic conduct and behavior. And Giuliani's kind of saying, bring it on, bring it on. Giuliani says, "I have been contacted by a number of lawyers," you know, because lawyers loving lawyers, "and they have already given me their thoughts about the basis of a complaint, an injunction to try and prevent him from doing this in the future." Brennan told Chuck Chuck Todd on Sunday's MSNBC's Meet the Press. I am going to do whatever I can personally, because he's protecting the nation, you know, to try to prevent these abuses in the future. And if it means going to court, I will do that. He's pretty adamant. Giuliani, though, he says we'll take the disposition right away. As the plaintiff, he'd have to go first. I'd volunteer to do that case for the president. I'd love to have Brennan under oath for I don't know how many days, 2 days, 3 days, we'll find out about Brennan. And he goes on to say here, Giuliani went on to suggest that he would question Brennan about alleged intelligence failures that took place under his leadership, including the 1996 Khobar Towers bombing in Saudi Arabia, I need to slow down, a terror attack which killed 19 U.S. servicemen while he was CIA station chief in Riyadh. I can't pronounce these words. He also alluded to Brennan's 1976 vote for the Communist Party's USA presidential candidate, Gus Hall. In a 1988 case called Department of the Navy versus Egan, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal courts do not have jurisdiction to hear substantive challenges to the revocation of a security clearance. However, national security commentators have noted that federal courts occasionally use an exception to Egan, which permits challenges to procedures respecting personal decisions to review clearance determinations. Well, I think there's no question that Brennan's speech that has been quite free and still seems to be, as he claimed the president was committing treason, he was committing treason using his using his security clearance as some kind of a badge that he can say and do whatever he wants against this administration in front of, dare I say it, God and everyone. As if God didn't know. But these other nations, I bet they're having a heyday watching this United States and this crazy MSN, mainstream media, and people like Brennan. But you know, Clapper, he's not defending him, and I think that's hysterical. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Remember, we're not going to make America great. No, they won't, but you and I can, and we will be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting
shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried MyPillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms, came. This is MyPillow because it fits me. MyPillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. MyPillow fits you. But there's more. MyPillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep. And we have returned. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Hayden in Illinois, Rockford, Illinois. Say howdy out there to everybody in Rockford. How you doing, Hayden?
Real good.
What's on your mind?
Well, everything I've seen has, you know, started with one man that just passed away, and that was Kofi Annan.
Okay.
He started Agenda 21 and gave it to America. He was from Ghana.
Yeah.
Then there was Maurice Strong. He was a Canadian. And now we got George Soros, who I don't know what he is.
He's a communist.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are the people that are bringing a slubbly socialism.
Soros goes back to Nazism, I do believe.
Yeah, they indeed want to destroy the United States.
Yeah.
And there is no utopia for anybody.
And that's why they do not like, well, they believe in utopia. That's what they teach you. They know better. But that's what they're trying to teach these young people.
Lie.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. It's a lie. But that's why they hate that Make America Great quote that President or slogan that President Trump has used.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they get up like Cuomo, we're not going to make America great. It never was that great. Not while you guys have been in charge, that's for sure.
Brennan was a card-carrying communist.
Yes, he was, and that's going to be exposed. I don't think a lot of people realize that or don't realize the significance and importance in that. So.
And one last thought is, if anybody can find it, look up Geraldo Rivera. You know, he did Giving Away Our Liberties.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not, I'm not a fan of Geraldo.
No, but what he said, he was talking about Agenda 21 back then.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Was he for it or against it?
Out how it would destroy all the way we work, you know, live in this country.
You know, and Hayden, people don't want to talk about Agenda 21 today. Now it's Agenda 2030. But they don't want to talk about it. But that's exactly what's happening with all of these restrictions and regulations and mandates and all these this bureaucracy. It's exactly what's going on. All right, I'm going to let you go. I've got another call, and we're in the final segment here. We have Tom from Missouri. Tom, how are you today?
I'd like to kind of straighten things out about security clearance. There's a deal in that that has to be, you have to have a need to know.
Yes.
In other words, if you don't, if you're out there just a guy like me that's retired and we have to, we don't have any need to know about the security of the country. I mean, as far as Army, Navy, and all of that, or CIA.
Mm-hmm. Are you a veteran? Are you a veteran, Tom?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you for your service.
And I don't see why, you know, that all these members, well, even these retired generals and stuff, you know, they are actually using their experience in the Army or Navy, wherever they was at, to make their own money, you know, and everything. They're giving advice that they really shouldn't be given, you know.
All of these that are on, and you know, Brennan, he's on a lot of these talk shows and stuff on the left, and so is Clapper, and they have done nothing but demean this country. And this president and its administration, you can disagree with him without demeaning him. But absolutely. You know, when my son was in the Army, he may not like me telling this, but when he was in the Army, they were issued a card. And this was during Bill Clinton's administration, President Clinton. You are not allowed to say anything against this president. They had to not say anything, and that was issued to them through his administration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I was in the service back before and during Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
And we had so many restrictions on us, and whenever I got out, I signed a paper that I would not reveal any secrets for 50 years.
Mm. 50.
And yes.
Interesting.
That puts it pretty bad and pretty old, don't it, you know?
Yeah. Well, we know that Brennan is a card-carrying communist, just like we'd said before, and we know that he's not wanting to make America great.
That's it.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. Well, I appreciate
it. Thank you.
Appreciate your call and your input, and thank you for your service. Well, Clapper, of course, Clapper's a known liar as well. Brennan and Clapper's, they just, you know, they're just, it's, if it wasn't so important, it'd be comical. These people are clowns. They're getting wealthy off of what they say and how they say it. They're getting paid very well as consultants. They are consultants on these talk shows and on these so-called news shows. But James Clapper, of course, he was the director of national intelligence under former President Barack Obama, took a swipe at the former CIA director, John Brennan. This was yesterday. And he said that what he's saying is an issue in and of itself. Do you think that John Brennan's hyperbole is an issue here, is one of the reasons we're having the crisis? And, of course, he said yes. He said John's sort of like a freight train, and he's going to say what's on his mind. John and his rhetoric have become an issue in and of itself. Now, President Trump says, historically, former heads of intelligence and law enforcement agencies have been allowed to retain access to classified information after their government service so that they can consult with their successors regarding matters about which they may have special insight and as a professional courtesy. Neither of these jurisdictions supports Mr. Brennan's continued access to classified information. There is also a list of rules, which I do not have, and Sean Hannity was sharing them last week one evening on his show, that they have to abide by in order to keep the security clearance. And one of them is they can't run their mouth off, like Brennan has been doing. This hasn't taken away his First Amendment right. I don't have a First Amendment right to have a top security clearance, and neither does he. Unfortunately, he has the right to flap his jaws and make a fool out of himself, and that hasn't stopped. But remember, when you hear their rhetoric, when you hear them saying, you deserve this, to redistribute the wealth, remember when you hear open borders, sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, remember the words, we're not going to make America great, because they're not, and they won't. What makes America great is you, the American people, and they hate you, and they hate the Constitution, and they hate God. There's only one way to make America great, and that's for the American people to get on their knees and bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
CSE Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.